that the devotee, as I was saying, when you go to Vrindavan, Rani Yatra, and you come before some devotee, saintly person, sadhu, and then you have no questions, then you're not getting the full value of that satsang. The value of satsang is in shiksha. And the value is realized in following the shiksha. It's called sadhu vartmana vartante. This is the fourth step in bhakti. It's told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. It begins with Guru Pad Ashraya. One takes shelter of Guru, Guru Pad Ashraya. Then Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Diksha Adi Shikshanam. Beginning with Diksha. He receives Vaishnav Diksha, Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, like this, Guru Mantra. And then that's two, and then he gets Shiksha, Diksha Adi Shikshanam. So three, step number three in Bhakti Marg is Shiksha, Shastra Shiksha, Hari Katha. Then four is sadhu Vartman Vartate, to follow the path of the sadhus. So when you come and the sadhu gives shiksha and you follow it, then bhakti comes. This is the idea. Sadhu Vartman Vartate. And this is the real meaning of sadhu darshan. Sadarshan, or sadhu sangha, they say, sadhu sangha. If you see, you get pavitram, but if you hear, you get mukti. Hearing from sadhu, mukti ho jayega, mukti prapti. Darshan, punya. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, diminish. Down. We always take darshan of Thakurji, always take darshan of Dham, always take darshan of sadhus. Then, dhire dhire, pavitram, we're getting purified. But if you hear from the sadhu, then that's the real mercy. That's the real ashirvad. So my ashirvad is telling you that study and take notes and write questions. And then, like I have notebooks.
The God realization that has to be achieved in this lifetime. What are the two most important things for that?
Only one thing is needed for God realization. Surrender to Guru. There's not two things. The perfection of human life, dharma, art, kam, moksha. Moksha for us is not sarupya. Moksha for us is not samipya or sharsti or sarupya. We don't want a Vishnu form. We don't want a spiritual body. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha and live in Vaikuntha. That's called Salokya Mukti. We don't want Sarupya. We don't want to have a spiritual form like Vishnu. We don't want Sharsti. We don't want the opulence, wealth, grandeur and power of Lord Vishnu. That's called Sharsti. And Samipya. Samipya means being nearby, living nearby or seeing Vishnu. We don't want any of that. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kame mama janmani janmani shri bhagavad bhakti rahaitu ki twayi. All we want, birth after birth, and any birth, any, koi, 8,400,000 yoni, so many yonis, 8,400,000. Any yoni doesn't matter. Any grahan doesn't matter. Any desh doesn't matter. Only one thing bhakti cares, Krishna bhakti. Krishna Seva, that's all. So, moksha for Gaudiya Vaishnava, or moksha for Shuddha Bhakta, is not Vaikuntha. It is Bhagavad Bhakti Ahoituki. He just wants to, bhakti means bhaj. Bhaj, the mool word of bhakti is bhaj. Bhaj means to worship, to serve. So he just wants to serve Krishna. That is the perfection. So this is, for us, mukti means prem seva. Like someone says, so we say, what is self-realization? What is God-realization? What is the perfection of human life? The perfection of human life is to attain the eternal prem seva of Radha and Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. This is what the teachings of Gita and Bhagavatam and our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his verse. He says, I don't want liberation. He says, I don't want janamani janami. He says, I'm not asking for no more punar janana vidyate. Gita says, if you come to Krishna, punar janana vidyate. In chapter 4, verse 9. He said, if you come to me, no more birth. Punar janam na vidyate. You won't see, it won't happen again. Punar janam. So we say, oh, we don't, Lord Chaitanya's teaching in Shikshastakam. Number 4. Fourth Charpada. He's saying, janam, I don't care, birth after birth. Just we want to serve you. So that perfection of Radha Krishna Prem Seva can be attained at the lotus feet of Guru. Guru will give bhakti, Guru will give bhav, Guru will give prem, Guru will give mukti. Our mukti is called prem siddhi. Our mukti, our siddhi, is prem, prem seva. So if I'm living in this maya jagat and I'm serving Krishna with pure consciousness and prema, then I'm already perfect. Do you understand that point? That's why everything hinges on Guru. You know very well from your land. Guru, Kripa, what's the rest? You know the rest of that statement? You know? Guru, Kripa, what?
Guru, Kripa, Pai.
No, there's a famous Hindi phrase. I know it, and I'm not even Indian. Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. You never heard Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam? Oh, it's a very big thing. Anyone who's a spiritualist, any Hindu that's involved with Dharma and has a guru, he knows this idea. You must be really modern, really modern type Delhi person. Yeah. It's very common everywhere amongst the religious people of India. Not ISKCON, this is India. Hindi. You heard? Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Ye shloka shuniye.
Kaun sa hai?
Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam.
Yes.
Ye Hindi. Aapka janta? You heard? Pehli bar shuniye.
Sunay.
Everywhere. When I would meet Indians, when I first came to India in 1977.
I've heard only the Hari Nam Kevalam.
That's ISKCON. That's the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He quotes that verse 2 times. Dobar. It's from Brihadaranyaka Purana. I guess we came to preach the Hari Nam Sankirtan. But if you go to the Ramanujas, you won't hear that verse. If you go to Madhvacharya, you won't hear that verse. If you go to anywhere, you're not going to hear the verse. You only hear that verse with the Gaudiyas. Because our sadhana is Nam Sankirtan. It's one aspect. Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam. So we hear, we chant, we remember many things we do.
So what to do? There's so many different gurus, and everybody is talking in different
languages. That guru is a gift of Krishna. Receiving guru is a gift of Krishna.
Nothing is in your hand.
Nothing is in your hand. Nothing. And what the only thing that's in your hand is your lines on your hand. Your chinna, your hot chinna, your what do you say? Hot chinna? What do you say?
Hastareka,
yeah, like Lakshman Reka. Lines in your hand. That's it. And in that there's many things told there also. the palmist, they can tell many things in your hand. That's in your hand, that's all.
The Sikhs were very intelligent. They made a book as the Guru, Guru
Manya
Granth.
Excuse me?
The Sikhs.
Yeah, they have Guru Granth Sahib.
So they made the Guru as a Granth, the book.
Ah, yeah.
Guru Granth Sahib.
Yes.
And they said,
Guru Govind, many gurus, yeah. 12 gurus or so.
10 gurus. Guru Govind Singh made a rule that all the Sikhs will only believe in the Guru Granth Sahib. Ah. And that will be tantamounted as a Guru and nobody else.
Shastra Guru.
Yeah.
Shastra Guru Vakya. We have a verse like that also. No, no, I know, I'm fully aware of that. I've been to many Gurudwaras. I've done puja to the Granth and Prikama and listened to the Sangeet, both Sundara.
But one thing which I found was that.
But what's inside Guru Granth? Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's talking Krishna Leela. There's several chapters describing Krishna Leela. Bhagavatam is there. Bhagavat Purana is there. Gita is there. Everything is there. This is Shikshasar. Veda Shikshasar is in the Granth Sahib. So someone follows very nicely, he becomes Shudbhakt.
Actually, the essence of the name of Ram is very prominently given in Guru Granth Sahib.
Perfect.
And it's after every three lines, the word Ram is there.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like Tulsidas.
The prominence of the Nam is very resoundingly mentioned in the Guru Granth Sahib.
No argument. Very good. Ram, Jai Shri Ram. Ram, Ram, Satyahe. Ram today and Ram, Satyahe. If no Ram today, then at last, Ram, Nam, Satyahe. Shamshan. When you go to the Shamshan ground, they get burned up. Cremated. Everyone carries your body and they chant, Ram, Nam, Satyahe. Ram's Nam is eternal truth. Satyam. You should have chanted before now, but anyway, we're reminding you. We're reminding everybody else. Everyone else walking on this procession, we're reminding them. Your buddy here, he was too busy chanting paisa paisa rupee rupee paisa paisa rupee rupee. Now it's too late to chant Ram Nam. So everybody else listen. Ram Nam Satyahe Ram Shuniye Savlok Shuniye. So that's good.
Western country.